Hey there, my name is Andrew Clark, and I have the privilege of serving as one of the student pastors at the Lewis Center campus, and you're listening to The Drivecast. Today's devotional brings us to John chapter 15, verses 1 through 17. In this story, Jesus uses the metaphor of the vine and the branches to, you know, describe the relationship really between himself and us, his followers, teaching us the importance of remaining connected to him in order to bear spiritual fruit. A few weeks ago on our Sunday night student life groups, we asked students, who's someone that you look up to in your faith? Right? Someone who's like so strong in their faith that it inspires you to want to know Jesus more. It's encouraging to hear so many of our students mention, you know, their moms or their dads or grandparents or and even life group leaders and be reminded of the impact that Jesus following adults can have on the lives of everybody around them. I'm sure you can relate to them too, right? It's a blessing to have people that we can look up to like that. People that inspire you or inspire us in our own walks with Jesus. But it can also be complicated, right? when we followed that question up with the question of, you know, what would it take for your faith to look more like theirs, the person that you're inspired by? I noticed students doing something that we all do from time to time. They're focusing on the fruit of a relationship with God rather than the cause of a fruitful relationship with God. They're saying things like, you know what? I just need to be more patient. I just need to be more kind, you know, then I would look like her. Then I would look like him. You know, I just need to be more generous with others. And then, you know, they sounded a lot like Galatians 5:22, which says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. But as we're reminded in today's devotional, those fruits of the Spirit are what flow from abiding in Christ. We don't start with those things. We start with abiding in Christ. And the result of our abiding in Christ is fruit. We can't control how fast the fruit comes or even what the fruit necessarily looks like. We can only control who we're abiding in and letting him take care of the rest. So what does it look like for you to abide in Christ today? Some examples of what that might look like are referenced in today's devotional. Things like prayer, meditation, worship, solitude, fasting, the study of scripture, and even community. We tend to refer to these habits as spiritual disciplines. The things that we do day after day after day that impact our relationship with God. They are the habit of building our house on the rock rather than building our house on the sand, as Jesus taught us in Matthew chapter 7. We all know that doing those habits daily isn't easy, but they matter. They're called spiritual disciplines for a reason. The best definition I've ever heard of that word discipline is choosing what's ultimately most important over what feels most important right now, or what feels most important today. So as you wrap up the Drivecast, that's my prayer for you. That in the midst of whatever's happening today, that you'd be able to remember and really to prioritize what's most important. Abiding in our Savior, building your house on the rock, leaning in day after day after day to our Savior, rather than the other things that will try to take his place today. Let me pray for you. God, we're so grateful for how you love us. In spite of all of our flaws, you still desire a personal relationship with us, that you want us to spend time with you, that you still want us to abide in you. God, I ask that as we're faithful to do that, that you would continue your process of helping us see the fruit of that time in our lives. And we pray, Lord, against the spirit of comparison, that when we look at the relationship that others have with you, we wouldn't be discouraged by the things that we don't have yet or the fruit that we don't see yet. That we would just find joy and our peace and our rest by simply abiding in you. Thanks for today, Lord. We love you. Amen. Well, have a great week, everybody. And thanks for listening to The Drivecast.